This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Education groups have proposed a ballot measure to channel millions of dollars to public schools without raising taxes. CPR's Jenny Brundin reports.
The measure would tap into millions of dollars in excess state revenues that is now set to go back to taxpayers. The state refunds excess revenue under Tabor rules. Tracy Rainey with the Colorado School Finance Project says the measure calls for redirecting at least $800 million to education, and taxpayers would still get a refund. Colorado spends $3,000 per student below the national average and has the least competitive teacher salaries in the nation. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
A conservative group is pushing to require Colorado schools provide their educational materials to anyone who asks for them. They want to get that issue on this fall's ballot. Republicans pushed a similar bill in the legislature. Majority Democrats voted that down. Demonstrators gathered in Colorado Springs' Acacia Park over the weekend in solidarity with Ukrainians. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
Mykola Zagrobelny is Ukrainian. He came to Colorado with his family 6 months ago, but his extended family is still in the country, some of them in Kyiv. His 11-year-old daughter Katerina helped him translate his feelings about the invasion.
It's very tough and it's hard to just be calm about it. It's horrible.
Mykola says he believes Ukrainians can win the fight on the ground, but the country needs help with fighting in the air. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
In Colorado Springs, some snow and 17 degrees. Currently in Denver, 13. This is CPR News and KRCC.